Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Skimming Kim Kardashian's closet for style?
Plus, what do Sasha Obama and Sophia Richie have in common? Both have some exciting news in the love department.
And is Sophia's ex Scott Disick hanging with one of the Kardashians' enemies?
Welcome to Dish Nation, y'all! Hey! And joining us today is the incredible Tamar Braxton.
Thank you, my love bugs. I love being here with you guys. So much fun.
And we've got another special guest in the house. It's actress and TV host Mary Carmen Lopez.
Hey! It's great to be back, and I have TT all to myself.
Thank you.
And Tamar, I hear you have our first story, girl.
Yes, honey, I definitely do. All the tea, okay? So, Blac Chyna versus the Kardashians trial. Y'all, it just keeps giving on giving, okay? Mm-hmm. It seems like Chyna has an unusual sense of humor. It was revealed in court that Chyna put a gun to Rob Kardashian's head while he was FaceTiming with his friends.
Serious?
I'm very serious.
Yo.
Very, very.
Damn, Chyna.
Okay, so Chyna testified. It was not loaded. I mean, I would never shoot Rob or anyone at that. It was just like joking, like ha ha. Okay.
Wow.
She also yes. Look.
Wow.
Good girlfriend.
That's scary, y'all.
Also wrapped an iPhone cord around Rob's neck while he was playing video games, but she said it was just to get his attention, not like to strangle him.
It only took one cord?
Wow. One cord. I mean, does anybody... It's giving
first
toxic,
off,
okay?
Oh, absolutely.
That's definitely toxic.
Yeah, the iPhone cord thing, I mean, it depends how that could have been funny, maybe.
Sure.
How long
was he playing? I know it was around his neck, but if he was like this and he was like, babe, I'm trying, there fun things can come from this kind of tying up.
Let's keep it 100 though. Let's keep it real. If Rob Kardashian would have pointed a gun at Chyna's head or wrapped a cord around her neck, he'd be in jail right now, y'all.
Yeah,
100. Period.
True.
It's a wrap.
Remember how they took the O.J. Simpson trial and made that a whole TV show? I hope this trial becomes a whole TV show because I would definitely watch that.
I'm here for Rob's spinoff, Surviving Blac Chyna.
Oh, my God.
Okay, in happier couples news, Michelle Obama revealed on Ellen that both of her daughters are bringing grown men home. So here's the deets on who they're seeing. Now, Malia has been dating British millionaire who goes by the name of Rory Farquharson for a couple of years, all right? Now, we know Sasha's boyfriend is Clifton Powell Jr. Now, the 6'5", former college basketball player who goes by the name Cliff is the son of actor Clifton Powell. You know, remember?
Right.
Say what again?
Yeah.
You know, he's Pinky and Friday.
Say
my
what
guy.
Yeah. Man, Tamar, what would you do if you grew up and you had Secret Service watching you as you came up as a teenager and in your early 20s and you're trying to date?
Wow.
Oh, baby,
man. Listen.
I give a full show, okay? All the time. They'd be thoroughly entertained all the time.
But how do you even build the confidence to move through them Secret Service dudes to shoot your shot at either one of these girls? Because you don't just run into them at regular places.
It takes a hell of a man now, you know? And that would turn me on. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, my God, he got guts and gall. I'm here for it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, who's she supposed to date? You know, like, I don't get it. Like, she's supposed to date, you know, somebody young like her who's successful, her and her family. You know what I mean? They have a lot of things to relate to. Like, she's supposed to. She can't, like, relate to nobody that work at the post office. How that work?
I really saw her dating Lil Yachty because, you know, she's a festival person.
And,
you know what I mean? But, you know, this is an interesting switch up.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's time to keep up with Kim Kardashian and Pete the Meat Davidson. Oh, my God.
The nickname keeps giving.
Hold on.
Mary Carmen, are you okay saying the meat? Are you all right with that?
I'm okay, yes. But, okay. Okay. So during a recent interview, Kimmy revealed that Pete loves him some Skims. The reality mogul said that her boo loves rocking the boyfriend collection. Listen to this.
Is this the only set of Skims that Pete owns?
No, he has the boyfriend collection.
Okay.
Yeah, the shirts and t-shirts and underwear.
And does he enjoy it?
Super comfy.
We have to talk about Kim's reaction when they pulled up the picture, how she bit her bottom lip. Like, yo, she's really feeling
she's
this
really
guy, y'all.
Into that
she likes this guy, y'all. When a woman looks at you and bites her bottom lip, it's on and cracking, y'all. So come on, man. Pete the Meat, get it, boy.
He's working the middle. He's got it figured out. There's no doubt about it.
But it was only a matter of time before Pete started working for Kim. Is it kind of smart to get her boo, like, all dressed up in some Skims? What do you think?
I wish I had a wife who wanted to dress me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I would give anything not to have to pick out my clothes and just be handed an outfit. I don't care if it's for her business or not.
And if somebody was telling me how to dress every day, mm-hmm. I think I would grow to resent it a little bit. Like,
for sure.
Whatever.
You know?
No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't.
Yeah,
no,
yes,
you wouldn't.
I would.
Yeah.
No, seriously, at the beginning, it's cute. You know what I mean? It's attractive.
Yeah.
Exactly. He's trying to help, but now I feel like, oh my God, you controlling now. No.
Kim Kardashian.
Right, catch me
right.
Head to toe in Skims, the full line, and telling everyone about it.
Okay.
Like, that's
if
where
you're
I am.
Paid.
If you're staying in that Kardashian house. Like,
that's right.
I'm wearing Skims. I'm wearing everything.
Yeah, dude, Chewy, I'm the same, dude. I will wear whatever. I don't care what her brand is. I'm going to wear it. We're going to keep that Kardashian train rolling. Guys, another one of Scott Disick's exes just got engaged, so congrats are in order for Sophia Richie. Very happy for her.
Yay.
11 months, just 11 months after her and Scott split, the model is gearing up to jump the broom with music executive Elliot Grange. Sophia announced the news yesterday on social media with photos from her engagement and the caption, "Forever isn't long enough," and that's adorable.
Aww.
And it seems like Scott got the news while chilling in Miami because he posted a photo of him on a speedboat with the caption in the 305, "Just call me Good Luck Chuck." You know what Good Luck Chuck? You guys know what Good Luck Chuck is? Remember that movie?
Yeah.
Good Luck Chuck's the name of a movie starring Dane Cook as the guy, and every girl that he dates then immediately gets married afterwards. And so Scott's saying he's the Good Luck Chuck.
He blesses them to go get married. Oh, pobrecito.
What is it about dating Scott that when they break up, these women go, "All right, get my life together."
Thank you for saying it, because that's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, oh, pobrecito, but no.
Now I feel bad because I've definitely been Good Luck Chuck 3 times, and now
really?
I'm like, is that me? Do I need to get my
Tanner, 3 times, Tanner?
Three times. Let's just say I've probably missed a couple home runs. You know what I'm saying? Like,
wow.
It could be the lesson. So you date him, and it's like, this is what I don't want. You know?
Well, and even more Kardashian news, when you know there's a single sad man, is Kim's ex-bestie Larsa Pippen ready to cash in.
Oh, that's so cold. Wow.
And if you don't know, Larsa is short for larceny. Now, Get It How You Live expert was spotted talking to Scott Disick poolside at a mutual friend's party for hours in Miami, and Scott's new girlfriend, Rebecca Donaldson, was nowhere in sight. Now, the conversation looks strictly platonic, but, you know, with these two, you never know, yo.
Mm.
So, which I think is like a friendly chit-chat, or is Scott trying to show the Disick?
Yo, these two are high-key perfect for each other, y'all. Like, I see this going somewhere, or I see this going for a long time if they haven't smashed yet, y'all.
This
could work.
Spin-off?
Watch, you don't marry this guy. Watch, y'all. Watch.
That would be so much drama. Well, you know what? Maybe for the Hulu series.
Scott is a rogue agent. He never really did what the rest of the Kardashians did.
It's almost like,
you're not cool with the family? Come on over. Let's talk. Let's have a drink.
Oh, my God.
If it doesn't work out with Larsa, I see Scott Disick and Black China hooking up. So let's see what happens.
That'll be fire. All right, up next, we have not one, but two baby reports. We'll get into those right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, guys. It is time for a Dish Baby Report.
Dish Baby Report.
Let me some babies. Let me see them babies. All right, we got two babies to report on. Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra's baby girl's name has finally been revealed 3 months after they welcomed her via Surrogate. The name is, get ready, Multi Marie Chopra Jonas.
Oh.
Say that three times fast. I challenge you.
Yeah. Multi Marie Chopra Jonas.
Multi is reportedly, it means a small fragrant flower or moonlight. Oh, that's very wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And Tanner, Jennifer Lawrence and Cook Maroney also welcomed their first child together, but details about the birth and the baby are being kept under wraps. Mm,
wow.
All right, you guys think it's cool that parents are waiting to name their babies now?
I think so, because I think sometimes when you come in with a preconceived notion of what the baby should be, maybe like you might name it one thing, but once you see the baby, nah, that's not a James at all.
Tamar, did you know you were going to name Logan before he was born? Like, how did you make that decision? How long did it take?
Oh, it didn't take long at all. Thank you. It didn't take long at all. First of all, I was devastated because I wanted a girl. But when I found out he was a boy, I used to be really into soap operas back then. Mm. And yes, I remember this character, my favorite all-time character, called Brooke Logan on The Bold and the Beautiful. And my husband had a crush on her. Yeah. And
Okay.
And so when I was watching it one day, I was like, oh, what about Logan? And then it had the initials LV, and I wanted my child to be named after Louis Vuitton. But
you checking all the boxes. Like soap operas, fashion.
Yeah. You have to buy him Louis Vuitton backpacks for the rest of his life, Tamar.
Well, moving on. Looks like Jada Pinkett Smith's Red Table Talk has returned for its fifth season. But if you guys was looking for the tee-hee-hee on the Will Smith slap incident in the premiere episode, sorry to tell everybody, you won't be getting it, okay? Well, at least for now. They opened with the title card at the beginning of the episode that read, "The Smith family has been focused on deep healing." They continued, "Some of the discoveries around our healing will be shared at the table when the time calls." Yeah, so guys, what do you guys think about that? You think they should address it now or what?
They had one assignment.
I don't know.
One assignment.
Talk about the slap, man.
They have failed us all. I mean,
and
hello?
I feel like that needed to be a one-on-one between Chris and Will. Nobody.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Like, what had happened, Will? Why are you slapping people, Will? Like, we deserve that.
Well, considering I'm on a red couch, I think I should join them for the next episode of Red Table Talk. What do you think, you guys?
You could be the moderator, because they're like, no one's going to slap Chewy.
At all.
He going to do the slapping.
Nobody's going to slap me, brother. Nobody. Nobody.
Well, speaking of handing out the five-finger discount, word is the producers of the Tony Awards issued a strict no-violence policy for all potential Will Smith copycats, stating perpetrators will be removed from the event immediately.
Period.
Yo, if you would have told me in, like, 1994 that Will Smith would be doing something that was so violent that they would be like a Will Smith violence clause in award shows, I'd be like, hell no, you're lying.
Facts.
You know, the Tonys, though, think about the Tonys. The Tonys is all about the stage actors on Broadway, and I've seen those people stop entire shows because somebody in the audience is on their phone, so I'm not surprised.
Wow. Those Broadway actors are very catty, Tanner. They're very catty, baby. They ain't gonna put up with none of that.
They need to put in a clause that anybody hosting the Tonys doesn't reach out and slap someone in the audience for misbehaving. That's the other clause.
It's the reverse. Yeah.
It's the reverse. Tamar, we haven't even got to the bottom of the repercussions yet. Like, gut tells me that some very bad things are going to come out with Will and Jada over the rest of the year and next year and who knows how long. Like, I don't think anyone will repeat this ever.
My money's on Mike Tyson at the ESPYs. You know, if he ever does go back. I mean, it's possible.
Well, he's gearing up for it now, darling. All right. Up next, move over, Sierra. Viola Davis says her prayer bought her the exact man she wanted to marry. Details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Viola Davis had us all clutching our pearls when she taught us how to get away with murder. But she's also teaching us something even better now. Y'all ready for this? How to get a man, okay? She recently explained to Oprah. Take a look.
I said, I want a big black man from the South who's probably been married before, has kids, because I don't want any pressure in that department. I said, if you give me that, I'll start going to church, God. I really will. I'm committed to it. And then I signed off, just like writing a letter. And 3.5 weeks later, I met Julius from Texas.
All right, power prayer. All right.
Yes,
I love that.
So now we see Viola made a deal with God. She said, a big black man from the South would have her going back to church and God delivered. Okay. Won't he do it?
Wow. All right.
So, Tamar and Tanner, what kind of partner would God have to deliver to you to have y'all in church every Sunday and doing like a praise dance?
Tanner has the same prayer as Viola Davis. The exact same prayer for Janice. We are putting it out into the universe.
That is not my prayer. Don't pray my prayer.
See, now the narrative changes. It sounds like you want to slay.
Oh, man.
Tamar, I would love to hear what you would pray for.
My goodness. Listen, Viola was definitely on to something good, all right? A big old black man dingo is right up my alley, okay?
Wow!
Yeah, I don't know. Like, maybe I would start out praying for somebody that was, like, difficult for me to keep up with. Like, if she came from, like, a big family, but she was still single, and she was, like, a model. Maybe her older sisters were, like, married and billionaires, and she was still single.
It sounds like you're talking about Tamar.
Oh, you tried!
I'm sending it all up right now. I give it up to God. I give it up to God and everyone else here on Dish Nation, to tell you the truth.
Oh, that's so funny. Holler at me later, T.
All right, well, after sending off my prayer, we got to move along.
I'll light a candle for you.
Thank you. Thanks, Maker. So those of us with siblings know it's nothing like a good old sibling bond. Oh, man, that's the truth. But we also know that sibling pressure can be real. So Jenna Bush Hager is opening up about how, after doing everything together with her twin sister, Barbara, Jenna felt getting married and having kids first was painful. Mary Carmen, would you mind reading what she said?
Absolutely not. She said, I mean, it was kind of disheartening to travel with her, and people would say to her, why aren't you married? Or why don't you have kids yet? I mean, painful is the right word. That is painful. Just reading that, I mean.
But yo, Tamar, are there any like unrealistic comparisons between you and your siblings that kind of people put on y'all?
Yeah, we get it all the time. Yeah. Like, well, how come you don't sound like your sister? How come you don't act like your sister? It's like, what? Because I'm not my sister. You know what I mean? And what I think it does is causes division between the sisterhoods because it's like you feel like you can never compare. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so I just think it's ridiculous. Stop doing that, y'all. That's not it.
Yeah, that's ugly. That's ugly.
It's weird.
Yeah, leave us alone. Plus, my sisters are more successful than I am, so I don't need people to rub it in my face anymore, all right?
All right, up next, Japanese inventors create a way to add salt to your food without adding salt to your food. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, it's the last story of the day, so...
Dish it!
Okay, if you're looking for a way to kick up your saltiness, check this out. Researchers in Japan have developed electric chopsticks that make your food taste saltier.
Really?
Here's the science. The chopsticks are attached to a mini computer worn on a wristband, and they use a weak electrical current to create a sense of saltiness in your mouth.
That is crazy.
Okay, would you guys try these magic chopsticks? Because let me tell you, I can already imagine myself with my little fruit cup, no tajin with these chopsticks. Mm-hmm. I would so try it. I would do anything to not look like a blown up blowfish right here.
Yeah, I'm right there
Cut
with
that
you.
Saltiness
I
out.
Have the salt demon all over me. Like, it is
salt. Oh, really?
Oh, my
you
God. Love,
you love salt,
spirit.
Tamar?
I you love salt? Salt. Anything salt.
Chewy, what would you make your chopsticks taste like?
Yeah, Chewy, what are you eating with chopsticks,
What are you
brother?
Eating with the chopsticks,
Chewy? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe the chopsticks could taste like, I don't know. Maybe donuts. I like donuts. So, yeah. We'll just say donuts.
Yeah.
Donuts.
That's a lot,
like
a, that's a lot
or like
safer.
A nice roast beef sandwich. You know, I like, you know, I like a good roast beef. I like
Nobody
deli
eats
meats.
Roast beef with chopsticks?
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.